Zechet b'chorot perabot mishna yud. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna zoymer. As she abelet be'edim. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna said, if a b'chor has a wart in its eye, even if that wart is in the white of the eye, if that wart has a hair, then it would be considered a mum, and you can shech the b'chor. V'shenifkam etem yodo be'etem ragbo. Or, if the bone in its foreleg or hind leg is noticeably chipped, that would also be considered a mum, and you can shech the b'chor. V'shenifak atzmo shebepiv. Or, if the gum in its mouth is split, eino achat gdolo, v'achat ktano. Or, if one eye is bigger than the other one eye is big like a cat, and the other one is small like a goose, this would also be considered a mum. Ozno achat gdolo, v'achat ktano. Or, if one ear is large and one ear is small, v'mare avolobamita. This would be considered a mum if it's readily apparent that one eye or one ear is large and the other one is small. But if you can only tell that one is large and one is small by measuring it, that would not be a mum. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, achat mideita gdolo, kishtayim bechaverta velo hodulo chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said, if one testicle is double the size of the other testicle, that would be considered a mum, and the chachamim argued with him. The chachamim disagreed in this case, and they said that would not be a mum. The tail of a calf, which is a b'chor, and the tail does not reach the arco of the joint in the side. Amru chachamim kol marbis ha'galim kein. Chachamim said, no matter what stage of growth the calf is, the tail should reach at least the arco, and if it does not reach the arco, it would be a moment you can shech the eagle. Kol man shehein magdilim heinu tachos. While the agalim grow, the tail also stretches out and reaches even farther. So therefore, normally the tail reaches even farther than the arkov. So therefore, if the tail does not reach the arkov, it's considered a mum. Lay the arkov umru. Which joint are we referring to? Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos oimer. La arkov shebeemta hayark. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos says the arkov that we're referring to is the joint in the middle of the side. If the tail does not reach the joint in the middle of the earth, it's considered a mum. Al elu mumen sheichtin et abachor upsule hamikdash and niftin alim. The mumen that we have discussed in the previous Mishnah, all these mumen would allow you to shech the b'chor. If a b'chor is one of these mumen that we have discussed, then you can shech the b'chor. This would include also the three mumen in which there's a machlokas between Eila and the Chacham and Mishnah Ches, which is the pupil of the eye is round like a person, or the pig is like a chazir, where the upper jaw overlaps the lower jaw, and Rob Hamadaber Shalashono is missing. Most of the unattached part of the tongue is missing. And Ela said in Mishnah Ches that these are mumen, and the Mishnah tells us that the halacha is like Ela, that you can check the b'chor if it has one of those mumen. And the Mishnah continues that by Ksuli Hamukdashim, if you are Makdish Behemah for the Mizbeach, and it gets one of these mumen that was discussed in the previous Mishnayos, then you can redeem the Behemah, and the Behemah would become Chul, and it would no longer be Hegdish, as these are considered mumen both for Bechor and all other types of korban.